Hello, and welcome to another installment of the 2017 Total Solar Eclipse Podcast, a series brought to you by Celestron. I'm Michael Bakich. I've titled today's podcast, A Few Words About Planning. Here's how I've laid this podcast out. I'm going to state a brief, call it a piece of advice. You should take it. Yes, just because it comes from me. Why? Because I've been an astronomer my whole life, I work for the world's most popular astronomy publication, and, except for a very few listeners, because I've been to many more eclipses than you ever will see. Still skeptical, huh? Good for you. Okay, how about if I follow each of the suggestions with a brief explanation? Here's the first one. Take eclipse day off. Now. And here's the follow-up. You may think 2.5 years is a bit of a long lead time, and unless you work for a magazine called Astronomy, it may be. The point I'm making is that August 21st, 2017 may turn out to be the most popular vacation day request in history. If not now, figure out the earliest date that makes sense for you to request August 21st, 2017 as a vacation day, and mark it on your calendar. Suggestion number two, make a weekend out of it. Eclipse Day in 2017 just happens to be a Monday. Because of that 1 out of 7 chance, lots of related activities in locations touched by the moon's inner shadow will occur on Saturday and Sunday. Talks, workshops, and much more. Find out what they are and where they're being held. Then, decide which ones you want to attend and make a mini vacation out of the eclipse. You might even want to hook up with a tour provider. Being in a group will allow you to experience the full social impact of the eclipse. My third piece of advice is attend an event. You'll enjoy the eclipse more if you hook up with like-minded people. If you don't see any special goings-on a few months before August 21st, call your local astronomy club, planetarium, or science center. Anyone you talk to is sure to know of eclipse activities. We hear there's a cool one going on in St. Joseph, Missouri. Tip number four, get involved. If your interests include celestial events and public service, consider volunteering with a group putting on an eclipse event. You'll learn a lot and make some new friends in the process. Wisdom nugget number five is a biggie. Watch the weather. You can be sure I'll follow up at some point with a whole podcast, or more than one, dedicated to this subject. For now, let me be brief. Meteorologists study a chaotic system. Nobody now can tell you with absolute certainty the weather a specific location will experience on eclipse day. And especially this far before the event, don't get too tied up in the predictions of cloud cover you'll see for that date. Many don't distinguish between the terms meteorologists use when referring to clouds and overcast. Examples include few, which means 1/8 to 2/8 of the sky covered by clouds. Scattered, 3/8 to 4/8 covered. Or broken, 5/8 to 7/8. The thickness of the clouds in these descriptions is never given. Another thing to be aware of is that many, actually pretty much all, of the predictive websites use satellite data, which detects much more cloudiness than human observers. So, wherever you go to find weather information, you need to dig deeper. The next suggestion is stay flexible on eclipse day. Unless you are 100% certain that August 21st, 2017 will be clear at your chosen observing location, don't do anything that would be hard to undo in a short time. For example, let's say you're going to take a motorhome to a certain city. After you arrive, you connect it to power, hook up the sewage hose, extend the awnings, set up chairs, start the grill, and more. But if it's cloudy 6 hours, 3 hours, or even 1 hour before the eclipse starts, you're going to want to move to a different location. Think of the time you would have saved if you had waited to set up. Also, the earlier you make your decision to move, the better. And here I'm talking days, not just hours. Can you imagine what the traffic might be like on eclipse day? I can. In fact, I've stopped referring to it as traffic. Now I call it gridlock. This tip is short and sweet. Don't plan anything funky during the eclipse. Totality will be the shortest 2.5 minutes of your life. All your attention should be on the sun and the sky around it. Anything else is a waste. And be considerate of those around you. Please, no music. Next up, pee before things get going. Yes, I could have phrased this more politely, but you needed to hear it and follow it. This tip, above and beyond any other on this list, could be the most important one for you. Don't wait until 10 minutes before totality to start searching for a bathroom. Too much is happening then. Make a preemptive strike 45 minutes prior. Now, if you like that tip, you're going to love my follow-up comment. It's even more to the point. If you bring young children to the event, and I hope you do, and they tell you that they need to use the bathroom 15, 10, or heaven forbid, 5 minutes before totality, you need to be mentally prepared to tell them, go in your pants. Sound gross? You'll thank me. You want a less gross alternative? Spend a little bit of cash on a portable toilet sized just right for your child. The next tip is get a filter in advance. Cardboard eclipse glasses with lenses of optical mylar cost about $2. Such a device, it's not a toy, will let you safely look at the sun directly. It filters out most of the light and all of the dangerous infrared radiation, that's the heat, and the ultraviolet radiation, which tans our skin and devastates eyes. Buy a filter well in advance, and you can look at the sun anytime. Sometimes you can see a sunspot or two. That's cool, because to be visible to our filtered eyes, such a spot has to be larger than Earth. Another safe, inexpensive solar filter is a number 14 welder's glass, which also will cost you about $2. The standard size for such filters is 4 1/4 inches by 2 inches. And here's an important note. Only a number 14 filter is safe. Now, because it's quite a dark filter, many welder's supply stores don't stock number 14, but they can all order one for you. While you're at it, why not buy 3 or 4? You never know who you might want to share a view with, or you might drop and break one. Also, want to look cool at the eclipse? Buy goggles that will hold the welder's glass. I've even seen people wearing whole helmets. Either those or goggles serves one purpose. You won't need to hold the filter, so you can't drop and break it. On the other hand, August 21st will be a pretty warm day across the country, so you may not want to be wearing a welding helmet. The next tidbit is short and sweet. Bring a chair. In all likelihood, you'll be at your viewing site several hours before the eclipse starts. You don't really want to stand around that whole time, do you? Don't assume anyone will provide seats. Do assume that if there are seats, they will already have been taken. Here's a tip related to real solar safety. Don't forget the sunscreen. Many people who go outside during the summer know this. Remember, you'll be standing around or sitting outside for hours. You might also want to bring an umbrella for some welcome shade. And if you see someone who has forgotten sunscreen, please be a peach and share. Here's more practical advice. Bring snacks and drinks. You're probably going to get hungry waiting for the eclipse to start. Unless you set up next to a convenience store, consider bringing something to eat and drink. Keep in mind that August is warm. A cooler with ice-cold drinks is a great idea. Don't assume your location will have food or even drinkable water. We expect millions of people to flock to events along the center line. It's quite possible that even well-stocked stores and supply stands will have sold out even before you arrive. This next tip is something to think about. Nobody you meet will have experienced totality. If you're planning a small eclipse viewing event with family, friends, co-workers, or whoever, consider this. Statistically, 100% of the people you encounter, to a high degree of accuracy, will never have experienced darkness at noon. You will be the expert. This next bit of advice falls into the do yourself a favor category. Invite someone with a solar telescope. In the event you're thinking of hosting a private get-together, try to make sure someone in attendance brings a telescope with a solar filter. While it's true that you don't need a scope to view the eclipse, having one there will generate quite a bit of buzz. During the partial phases leading up to totality, you, or the telescope's owner, can point out and describe sunspots, irregularities along the moon's edge, and more. One more point. Make sure everyone knows that the telescope's owner will not be sharing views during totality. There just is not enough time. My next tip comes from time spent at more than a dozen eclipses. Experience the 2.5 minutes of totality alone. The 2017 eclipse, plus the events leading up to it, will combine to be a fabulous social affair. Totality itself, however, is a time that you should mentally shed your surroundings and focus solely on the sublime celestial dance above you. You'll have plenty of time for conversations, high fives, kisses, or whatever afterward. A get-together with family and friends after the event will help you unwind a bit and hear what others experienced during the eclipse. Note that the biblical expression, "the two will become one," is applicable during totality. Do share with your partner, significant other, fiancé, husband, wife, or whoever ranks number one on your importance list. Express your emotions, point things out, just don't be overly chatty. Here's a feel-good tidbit. Schedule an after-eclipse party or meal. Once the eclipse winds down, you'll be on an emotional high for hours, and so will everyone else. There's no better time to get together with family and friends and just chat. Or take a secondary position and just listen to others talking about what they've experienced. Fun. Finally, record your memories. Sometime shortly after the eclipse, when the event is still fresh in your mind, take some time to write, voice record, or make a video of your memories, thoughts, and impressions. Years in the future, perhaps 7 years, the time between 2017 and America's next eclipse. Such a chronicle will help you relive this fantastic event. Have friends join in too. Stick a video camera in their faces and capture 30 seconds from each of them. You'll smile every time you watch it. We'll continue to post podcasts, one each week, through Eclipse Day. And we may do more if eclipse-related news that you need to hear about breaks. Bookmark this page and come back at least once a week. If you have questions about how to observe or photograph the August 21st, 2017 eclipse, Celestron has the answers. In the coming weeks, we'll feature blogs, eclipse-related product announcements, reviews, and lots more to help you get ready. Finally, make plans to see this spectacular event. You won't be disappointed. For Celestron, I'm Michael Bockage. Thanks for listening.